Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Echo of Greece by Edith Hamilton. The introduction is preceded by a quotation from Longfellow, whose distant footsteps echo through the corridors of time. Introduction. Fourth century Athens is completely overshadowed by Athens of the fifth century, so much so that it is little considered. Any brief history of Greece will more likely than not end with Athens' defeat in the Peloponnesian War in 404 BC. There will be references, perhaps, to Demosthenes and Philip of Macedon and Alexander the Great, all too important to be omitted, but no account of the time they lived in will be thought necessary. Real interest in Greece ceases with Sparta's victory over Athens. Plato and Aristotle live in a timeless world of philosophy without any local habitation, and are hardly thought of as Greeks, but as intellectual forces. And yet their century, the fourth century, has a special claim on our attention, apart from the great men it produced, for it is the prelude to the end of Greece, not only of her glory, but of her life historically. Greek genius did not come to an end, but it took a new direction in new places. Science and mathematics went on to triumphs in Greek colonies and in foreign cities crowded with the Greeks Alexander had set travelling away from home, but none came back to Greece and to Athens. Not one really great name relieves the blankness. The fourth century is the introduction to a world tragedy, the disappearance of creative power in Greece. With its close, there is an end of the art and philosophy which have made a few centuries in Athens more precious to the West than many ages in many countries. The years which ushered in this loss to the world, never to be replaced, have a unique importance.